Prices rising another 0.3% last month from the month before. More than 1 million acres have been charred by those enormous wildfires, scorching the Texas panhandle. On homes and businesses have been destroyed, and at least one death has been reported as a result of the fires. More details at SRNNews.com.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just take one moment to say to each of you that listen each day, thank you for joining in the broadcast each and every day. For those that contribute online for the support of this broadcast, thank you for your generosity. But let me say this, our contract comes up for renewal. When it's renewed at the end of next month, we will have an increase from $48,000 a year to $72,000, just under $72,000 a year. That's a pretty good size increase. Not blaming the radio network, but it's something they felt that needed to be done. But we need your support. We've been on the air now for almost 10 years. We're thankful for the privilege, the opportunity. So if this broadcast is an encouragement to you, if it's insightful for you, beneficial and educational for you, if you want it to continue, let me encourage you to go online. Go online, fcbcatjax.com, find the donate button, and make a commitment there with a generous donation over and above, hear me, over and above your tithe money. Your tithe money goes to your local New Testament church, not to this radio broadcast. But anything that you want to contribute, we thank you in advance for your generosity in doing so and ask you to faithfully support. We've been, like I said, almost 10 years now. We'd love to continue until Jesus comes or until he calls us home. So let me encourage you to go to fcbcatjax.com, find the donate button, and make a contribution with a generous commitment for week after week, or month after month, so it can be supported on an annual basis. Our figure is almost $72,000. We need your support to continue to go forward, reaching others with the truth that I believe is covered today, being lied to and deceived. And I believe Christians and conservatives and patriots need to know the truth as much as possible. So thank you in advance for your generosity. Thank you in advance for your giving. And thank you so much for joining in each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about 5 things Christians and conservatives ought to know. And to get to that point, we need to understand we've been lied to. We've been lied to about COVID. We've been lied to about the border security. We've been lied to about the condition of our nation. We've been lied to about why this border has been open and why there's been no attempt to close it until right recently, in the past couple of weeks, where they've admitted there's a crisis. But ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to about what is called the January 6th insurrection. It was a trap. It was designed by the federal government, designed by the FBI, the CIA, designed by Nancy Pelosi and others, ladies and gentlemen, to entrap Donald J. Trump, to prevent him. See, if he could be caught, tried, convicted, and sentenced for insurrection, he would not be qualified to run as president. That was the whole goal. That was the whole game plan. And documentation has come out, proven documentation, that about 200-plus federal agents, FBI, Secret Service, CIA, only God knows what departments completely, most of it from the FBI, in the January 6th charade. In the January 6th charade that they're calling an insurrection, which at the worst-case scenario was simply a riot gone bad, but at that process, ladies and gentlemen, over 200 federal agents, many of them dressed as MAGA supporters, red hats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, many of them dressed in that fashion, and already on the inside of the Capitol, opening the doors, waving those that are supposedly the insurrectionists to come into the Capitol and being given tours through the Capitol. And now all of a sudden we're made to believe, there's an attempt to make us believe, that all of that was done by Donald J. Trump. When you hear the full speech, Trump said, now let's leave this, where he was speaking, let's leave this place and let's go to the Capitol and peacefully demonstrate. But yet they have cut that clip out when they try to claim that he is the one that led the insurrection. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to about it. All of America has been lied to about the so-called climate change. All of America has been lied to about climate change. You know the whole purpose of the, quote, climate change alarmist mindset? To control we the people, to bring us under subjection and surrender. The same thing, ladies and gentlemen, happened with COVID. What were the masks for? Certainly does not prevent a spread of a pathogen. What was 6 foot distances for? It was to control the people. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're on the fast track coming out of the World Health Organization and Biden administration signing America onto the treaty with the WHO to put America under the treaty control. And the next major plandemic, ladies and gentlemen, will come out of the World Health Organization and America will be controlled by that. We've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen, about climate change. Climate change is a hoax. The only way to control every citizen is through the hoax. The entire CDC, the FDA, and all the medical association, ladies and gentlemen, they've lied to us about the butchering, cutting off healthy body parts of our young people, young ladies and young men, under the transsexual surgeries. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that it is being used to destroy future generations, destroying future generations. I'm looking at a headline, leading the way, federal courts lets child sex change ban take effect in at least one state. It's good news here. Dated February the 28th, a federal appeals court allows Indiana child sex change ban to take effect on Tuesday. The order issued by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals lifts the June 2023 injunction by which the United States District Court of the Southern District of Indiana against the law. Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb signed the legislation banning child sex changes in the state in April of 2023. Quote, our common sense law banning dangerous and irreversible gender transition procedures for minors is now enforceable following the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals' newest order. We're proud to win this fight against the radicals who continue pushing this horrific practice on our children for ideological and financial reasons. Republican Indiana Attorney General Todd Ritka said Tuesday in the statement, the injunction was previously signed under the presumption that the law may violate the First Amendment and 14th Amendment. Almost 23 states in America have passed bans on child sex changes or other transgender procedures, including Montana, Idaho, Utah, North Dakota, and others. Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, listen to this, issued an executive order implementing a sex change ban in January after vetoing a similar bill, a move that was overridden by the legislators, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a scramble in America. We're being deceived, lied to, in relationship to it, claiming that a sexual dysphoria that is a concern about not knowing what you want to be, a male or female, is being now carried out on the basis that supposedly it is a must to have the surgeries done. But state after state after state is coming to the realization that it's a deception, it is a hoax, and it is destroying. Ladies and gentlemen, there are two things that it does. It destroys the ability to procreate. And as a result of that, it is part of the design of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. It's part of the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation and their push to neuter all of this generation to prevent future growth and development and increasing of the population in the United States of America. It's planned, it's promulgated, and we've been lied to about it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at an article here. Federal rule to enshrine, listen to this, there's a federal rule to enshrine protections for gender identity, and it heads to the White House. There's a push, ladies and gentlemen, by the Biden administration to make this enshrined in law, that even after Biden leaves office, that there will be that gender identity, transgender surgeries to debauch and to butcher and to destroy our young people. This article reads, a policy that will codify protection for transgender students and change how schools respond to sexual misconduct on campus was sent to the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, for a review on Friday, according to the government website. Democrats and civil rights groups have been pressuring the Department of Education to finalize the rule which would codify protection for gender identity. The Biden, by the way, in North Carolina, the lieutenant governor has made the statement public that if you go into a restroom that is not the restroom assigned to you by your birth sex or your birth gender, we're going to prosecute you and put you in jail. I believe that needs to be the position of every elected conservative and patriot and Christian in the United States of America, not just in one state, the state of North Carolina. This article reads, and this major headline, the Biden-Harris administration committed to ensuring all students are guaranteed an educational environment free from discrimination on the basis of sex. An ED spokesman told Politico, the Department of Education has taken the next step to advance a rule first proposed in 2022 that strengthens the protection for students for sexual harassment from the LGBTQ++ students. Experts previously said that the move to rewrite Title IX by the Biden administration imperils women's sports, weakens due process. The rules would require faculty to report improper use of transgender pronouns to the campus coordinator. It goes on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. The point being, if this is pushed through and the rule is signed by Joe Biden, and he will, the Department of Education will be the hammer, the cudgel, that will be used to force every educator, every teacher, every professor, and every level from kindergarten through university to use the gender pronouns of the person's choice. And if it is not used appropriately, then prosecutorial action will be able to be taken, not just being fired, but prosecution and a fine to do so. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, it is time that we recognize that we have been deceived on every hand. We've been lied to on every hand. It is something that we must recognize and deal with. So what's the truth? What's the truth? What should we really know? What should Christians and conservatives and patriots really recognize and understand and be able to deal with in the future? Ladies and gentlemen, what we need to know is we've been lied to. I'm of the opinion that every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot needs to recognize the rapid decline, hear me, of our constitutional liberties. We need to understand and realize that we are in the last of the last days where deception and drugs and disinformation and perilous times are prevalent. They're on the horizon. They're with us even today. So let's look at a few things that I believe we must know the truth about and stop believing the devil's lie. Number one, Joe Biden, listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this convoluted, irresponsible, how would you say, rhetoric that we find today in society. Joe Biden is either cognitively unable to stand trial for stealing classified documents, or he's alert, he's able, and he's fit to serve as president. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden just had a physical yesterday. Did you hear about it? Went to Walter Reed Hospital, had his physical. They did not do a cognitive test, but they said there was no need for it because presidential press secretary said that Joe Biden passes the cognitive test every day when he's speaking, when he's carrying out the work of the presidency. So he doesn't need a cognitive test. But ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to about that. And Joe Biden is either cognitively unable to stand trial for stealing classified documents, or he's alert and able and is fit to serve as president. Thus the, how would you say, the bribery, the treason of about $30 million. In fact, I'm looking at an article from an interview with Comey, heads up the investigatory committee. It says Comer, C-O-M-E-R, 30 million reasons Biden impeachment probe should continue. President Joe Biden called Friday for the House to shut down its impeachment inquiry into the alleged influence peddling after the indictment of an FBI informant who said Biden might have accepted $5 million in bribes while VP to this David Weiss and appointed to investigate the financial activities of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, secured a grand jury indictment against Alexander Smirnoff, alleging that he lied to the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. He's lying, and it should be dropped. It's just been an outrageous effort from the beginning, Biden said. Comer, however, said that other evidence shows that millions upon millions of dollars in foreign cash went to Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family. This article reads, should Joe Biden be impeached? Should the probe of the impeachment continue? Quote, we have over $30 million reasons to continue this investigation, and not one of those reasons rely on the corrupt FBI informant, Comer said in a written statement. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the bank records, according to the witness testimony, Joe Biden was up to his ears with Hunter Biden and his fraudulent business dealings, and now according to Comer and his investigation, some $30 million has gone into the hands of about 10 or 11 different LLCs, limited liability corporations, that Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and others had set up. Joe Biden is the recipient of much of the money out of that, ladies and gentlemen. So what we need to know, what Christians, conservatives, and patriots need to know, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden is playing America for dummies. Joe Biden, it's not his age that counts. That's irrelevant. It's his cognitive ability. And I said, if you'll go back and listen to some of the broadcast when the election was taking place in 2020, that Joe Biden was not cognitively able to serve as president and ought not to be voted on to go into office. Well, he wasn't. The election was stolen by the Marxist media and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. But ladies and gentlemen, $30 million, according to Comer, is one of the reasons the investigation needs to continue. Joe Biden is not fit to be president. He's not fit, was not fit almost 4 years ago. He's not fit today. He's destroyed our strength. He's destroyed our security. He's destroyed our sovereignty as a nation. And America is laughed at, ladies and gentlemen, around the world because the ineptness and the cognitive disability of Joe Biden. We need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen, even the Obama administration, people believe that Joe Biden is not fit. Here's an article. Now Obama aides fret over the frail and mumbly M-U-M-B-L-Y Joe Biden. Joe Biden's verbal mental blunders have been evidence for everyone watching him to see that the number of years mumbles every day. He calls on members of Congress who's dead. No problem. Relates conversation with foreign leaders who were dead at the time. No problem. Recall train stories that could have not happened. No problem. Relate those stories again and again and again. No real problem. Then a special counsel report explained he likely, willfully, and knowingly took classified documents to which he was not entitled, kept them in his home, in his private office, even in his garage. But the report recommended no charges, because a jury would view him as elderly, a elderly man with diminished capabilities, and be sympathetic, end quote. Now, it is the former aide Barack Obama, for whom Biden was vice president, who are expressing concern over the levels of frailty and mumbly, never heard that word before, to which Biden has descended. The chief speechwriter for Obama, when Biden was VP, said, quote, if you watch Joe Biden speak, oftentimes he sounds frail. He sounds more frail than he used to, even in 2019 and 2020. Quote, the voice sounds frail. He shuffles more because of his arthritic back. And he said, Biden appears mumbly. Do you hope Joe Biden is the 2020 Democratic presidential nominee? Polls already show that some 8 out of 10 Americans have concerns about Biden because of his cognitive ability, suggesting Biden needs to disprove concerns over his gaffes and blunders by appearing on camera more often, and not to do that will make the impression even worse. And now on top of that, his doctors, I believe, are lying for him by saying that he's cognitively all right. That counters what was said with the special counsel's report that said he was cognitively unable to communicate. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the truth of the matter is that we have a fraud in the White House. His name is Joe Biden. His office was stolen through the 2020 election. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize also that the January 6th riots were planned, carried out by the feds. Over 200 federal agents involved, mixed with Trump supporters in order to set a trap for Donald J. Trump. And the third thing that we need to know, ladies and gentlemen, is the Fulton County, Georgia case against President Trump is a farce, all planned, all set up, all arranged out of the Biden's office, according to the reports of Fannie Willis and her attorney lover, Trump prosecutor, that they visited the Biden Department of Justice and Joe Biden's office several times. But I want us to understand God's still watching. God's still watching. The Bible is very, very clear that if a person digs a pit for someone else, he's going to fall in it. The Bible is clear if a person rolls a stone up the hill to fall on somebody else, it'll fall on him. I believe we have Jose on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Brother, it's sad to see the entire corruption in everybody's faces when the Democrats are in power. I mean, you got Obama that he wouldn't pass an FBI background check becoming president. And this guy in the White House, that he needs to be in a nursing home, to be honest.
That's right.
He lost. Every time he opens his mouth, it's a complete joke. But the worst part is the media, the liberal media, how they hide the truth, how they just cover him up. They didn't do that with the previous president. Where are the so-called liberals, Ramos from Univision, which I never watched that channel, and the Acostas, you know, attacking the challenging this White House, like the Vipers that they used to do it 3 years ago. Where are they now? Or the fact checkers? You don't see them anywhere. And remember when Comey went after Clinton and he said, she broke the law. Everything is, she's supposed to, you know, she didn't run everything. But he doesn't recommend any jail time. Are you kidding me? Imagine if that were you or me. You think we're going to get away with that? Never.
They'd put us under the jail and throw the key away.
Yes. So under this administration, the Democrats, everything is okay. Everything is okay. Nothing happens. You know, we don't see anything. And the media plays along. I mean, there's no more media. The media is non-existent, to be honest. I mean, it's just an arm of the Democrats. That's literally what it is, unfortunately, and it's sad to say. But, I mean, it's crazy what's going on, brother. But I noticed that. Remember Martha Stewart? How many months she went to jail for what? Mm-hmm. If that's the case, Hillary Clinton should be rotting in jail, or Bill Clinton. But it's a double justice system. If you got connections, you get away with so much. But if you're not, forget it. You think the FBI is going to tell you, yeah, we found you guilty on this. My recommendation is to let you go. I mean, I'm sorry. Well, I don't
Jose,
believe that for a minute, brother.
Jose, I've used the term that if you go to a bank and you rob it, you get caught, and you've already spent the money, so I'm sorry, I won't do it again. That seems to be the mindset for the dual justice system we have. Let me ask you a question, Jose, while we have you on the line. Mm-hmm. Fannie Willis in Fulton County, Georgia, Fannie Willis had bragged about, she was going to put Trump in jail, bragged about the fact when she was elected as DA there in Fulton County. By the way, it's not a district attorney for the state. It's a district attorney for only one county out of 159 counties in Georgia. It's the district attorney for one of those counties, which happens to be Fulton County, which is heavily, heavily, heavily Democrat. And now all of a sudden, Fannie Willis is, I've been looking at a headline that says Trump prosecutor Fannie Willis just had a bad day in court. Another headline, witnesses sweat bullets on Fannie Willis's relationship with Paramount, talking about the attorney that she had hired. Almost $700,000 that she had discretion over, and she gave that to an attorney that wound up being her, quote, lover. What do you think should happen with that case in Fulton County? What should be done with Fannie Willis?
I mean, should be dismissed from that case, and there's a political vendetta. That's pretty much a vendetta, because she was into the White House getting orders as to how she was going to try the Trump. So it's obvious, but you know, she is the last hope for the liberals in America, because they know that no matter how many things they throw at Trump, he's really on the polls. And he knows that they got something that he can't even remember who his family members are. So the last hope is to do as much damage as possible and remove him from the ballot. And don't get me wrong, brother. I said it before. They are using the same playbook that the dictators are using in Nicaragua, in Cuba, and Venezuela. The opposition, they want to take him out of the ballot because then nobody can go against him. It's the same playbook. It's sad that it's going on in America, brother. It's really sad. But that lady should be should be kicked out of that case. And do you see she had the guts to go to a black church? And she was running her mouth saying that it was a conservative, white attack against her. And everybody in that church clapping like sea lions, not knowing what was going on. 3 days later, she had to confess that it was true. So I wonder how the people in that church feel now. Are you kidding me?
Well,
the pulpit is holy, and it's not supposed to be used for that.
Unfortunately, many people believe the lie more than they believe the truth. I believe Fannie Willis needs to be disbarred. She needs to be removed from the case. The case needs to be dropped and vindicate Donald J. Trump. That's my opinion.
But remember, brother, she is the last hope for the liberals and the one in New York.
Absolutely.
That's why they're pushing so much, because they don't have any other cases against him. And they know that he's ahead on the polls, and the people are opening their eyes. So they know what's going to happen in the election. So that's the last hope. But I'm telling you, brother, it's the same tactics of the dictators and third world countries, hellhole countries. God bless you, brother. Have a nice day.
God bless you, Jose. Thank you for that. We've got about 30 seconds left on the broadcast. Lisa, if you've got some quick questions or answers, we'll take your call. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I just wanted to ask if you are aware of the 30 by 30 plan of President Biden. It's a plan for the government to own and possess 30% of the land and water in America.
That's the goal. At least I'm familiar with that to a degree. That's the goal. That's the plan. And if he remains in office, if it is possible for him to steal the election, go back in the office, that's where we'll be headed in America. Lisa, our time is up, but thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and